What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Here are some fun headlines. Kissing bug sickness now an endemic in the United States. Chagas, a disease commonly referred to as kissing bug disease, is now officially recognized as an endemic in the United States, according to the CDC.
Oh, good.
This means the disease, long associated with Latin America, is now consistently present in the parts of the United States in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it is nicknamed the kissing bug because it often bites faces. Humans and animals can contact the disease when the bug's contaminated feces gets into open wounds, eyes, or mouths. Because of that, they say that you should not smash these things.
Yeah, that is precisely it.
Because if you do, you could spread it because their poop will do the same thing. So do not squish kissing bugs. If you're in that part of the country, you're asking, where are these bugs right now? California, Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Missouri, Mississippi, and Arkansas. California alone has between 70 to 100,000 people right now infected with the disease.
Damn.
That is a lot of people. Now we have another headline.
So basically what, they bite you and then poop into the cut that they left by biting you.
They're going for that open. That's why they're kind of going for your mouth.
God.
They want that moisture. Invasive tick found in Maine for the first time. Don't go to Maine. Our question, good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
I feel like you changed one letter. That's a different story. This invasive D showed up in Maine.
Right.
God damn it, truck's here?
Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on.
I am.
No, wait. Now you're on. Go ahead.
Okay, here I am. Hey, by the way, seeing you guys on YouTube, fantastic.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. Right.
Yeah. Glad you're enjoying it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to like you so you get plenty of thumbs up and whatnot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll take that, too.
So this whole thing started, I was in my early 20s, and I took off from Mount Hood, Oregon there. I was a hardcore snowboarder, ended up in Salt Lake City, and was staying with some friends, and then started dating a lady, and she's like, you need a place to crash, we can share some rent. And she had the only problem is, you got to share the room with a raccoon. So they've been hiking in the mountains. Yeah, a raccoon.
This was part of her sales pitch, like, look, we can do this, but we share the room with the raccoon.
Correct. It was a house converted into 5 apartments in downtown Salt Lake City, an old Victorian mansion. So I kind of had limited space, but they had been hiking in the Wasatch Mountains and found this raccoon that had been run over. And when they pulled over, a bunch of babies scurried off, but one stuck. So I, they ended up adopting the raccoon. It was female. It went by the name Maverick. And then it had its own little kennel, but I had to sleep on the hide-a-bed next to it. And the funniest thing about this thing was it had character, you know, they had it actually spayed. So it was kind of mellow, but at sometimes it would just kind of jump out of nowhere and just jump on your knee and start biting you.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, playful biting or like biting?
No, it was, I think she thought it was playful.
So like a ferret.
She might have thought it, but did it hurt?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
That's all I needed to know.
Yeah, it hurt. But some of the interesting things was it could figure out how to open the fridge. It could make what we called a Chinese jump rope, a bunch of rubber bands tied together, and we had to wrap it around the door handle of the fridge and then hook it to a nail on the wall so it wouldn't pull the fridge open, because if it did, it would dump all the milk out on the floor. And it would also open up the carton eggs and roll them around and break them all over the kitchen. And so it was very interesting as a roommate.
That interesting is not the right word. I would call that annoying.
Was this an especially skinny raccoon, or was it kind of thick?
No, she was in pretty good shape. She was actually probably about 12 pounds. And pretty, actually, somewhat domesticated. But the one thing is it always had a full bar. They had to get a harness for it so that it could be picked up. Because when it got really wily, you know, it would snap at you. So it had like a small dog harness around its neck bone and then its main body so that you could pick it up like a suitcase.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Why do people want a pet that's like that? I'm not against raccoons in general. I'm just saying, like, I got to put it in a harness so that it doesn't attack me. At the point that I fear that my pet is going to attack me, I don't want that as a pet.
No.
They were a very natural type. There are two sisters, and they both were going to school to be nurses, so they liked to hike, and they just were very much a natural kind of hippie person.
How long did you live with this raccoon as a roommate?
5 months.
Okay. It's amazing how big their claws are.
They're
thick and black. They're not really necessarily sharp, but they are big.
And it has opposable thumbs, so it could literally like come up and kind of grab you. And one of the tricks it used to do, it would go into the bathroom, and yeah, we had a one bathroom, and it would jump on the toilet, jump up on the sink, and it would turn on the cold water to get water, but it would never turn it off.
I had that happen in my home with somebody. Somebody decided to take a bath in my front yard.
Do you think that raccoon would have stood a chance if you released it back into the wild?
No, in fact, it lived for about 10 years, and then it passed. And it was completely domestic.
How long do raccoons live in the wild, or do you know?
I don't really know, but they would ask me because they would be at school a lot. So they said, you can take it for walks. So, you know, I had a retractable leash, so I would take it down to the city park in downtown Salt Lake City. And I would take it for a walk. But as soon as it saw a dog, it would run up the tree. And so you couldn't pull it out of the tree, you know, because you could break the leash. So I would just stand there until it calmed down and came out of the tree. But people would walk by with some, you know, 6-foot white guy standing with a leash going up in a tree. And then they'd look up and they're like, what's that? And I go, it's the raccoon.
You're nuts. Well, the good news is you are safe. No one's going to try to punch you or mug you.
Nope.
They're like, this guy's an idiot. He's absolutely lost his mind.
That seems wild. Raccoons only live 2 to 3 years in the wild.
Is it because of predators or just lack of food? So because Bad Boy made it, 10 years?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I guess so.
It lasted its lifespan is what they said.
They said they could live up to 20 years of captivity.
Now, see, I don't know if it's just like Seattle making me weird since I've been here for so long. I have seen people walking their cats.
I've seen
with a leash. Now, there used to be a cat in the neighborhood I lived in Wallingford. When I would take Chewy for a walk, Chewy and this cat were buds. Mm. And Chewy doesn't like anybody. But this cat would literally walk with us for about a block and a half.
All right.
And they would just tail each other and walk together. And then eventually the cat would have enough, turn around, and go back home. But I used to think it was just so weird to see people walking their cats.
It is still weird. I
just
understand.
To be able to control a cat and where it wants to go.
I like it.
People walking their cats on a leash.
I read this whole thing. This guy was like, anybody, you just got to teach it. And you can walk a cat.
I mean, I could.
I've seen them on hiking trails.
But I don't want to.
I have seen them like going up Mount Si. A guy walking up there with his cat. I'm like, seems pretty cool. Cats on a leash, whatever.
I dig that. The people that bug me are the people that put the dog in a baby stroller. Do not tell me you do that, Mike. You don't, do you?
No.
Okay. I don't believe that. It happens more and more. I don't understand.
It's just the point getting, of it. Yeah.
It's just, and it's one thing old. If you say, look, he's got bad hips. Yeah. I'll cut you slack on that, but I will see for dogs that clearly would be healthy if you pulled their ass. The first time I saw it, again, it was Seattle, and I was at Pike Place Market with my wife. I'm smoking a cigarette on the corner, just kind of people watching. She's finishing up whatever she's buying. And I see this lady's walking up the street, kind of slow, but has a baby stroller. And at this point, my wife's pregnant, so I'm like, you know, I'm going to peek in there and see this baby. And she walks by, and I look in, and it's a chihuahua. Okay, so to me, this is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. So my wife walks out of the store, and I said, look, man, go look at that woman's baby. Said, is it cute? I said, it is. You just need to go see it. And my wife, she kind of does the flyby. She glances in, and just the expression on her face was just like, what the F? Like, she looked disgusted at this woman. And I said, thank you. Look, I'm sure it's fine, but I just keep saying, like, when they say take your dog for a walk, I don't think they mean you go for a walk and then you push your goddamn dog in the stroller.
Now,
take the dog out for a walk.
Many years ago,
do you put your dog in a stroller, Mike?
No, but we do have a wagon for him for when he gets tired out there.
Okay, how old's your dog, though?
He's 12.
All right, now look, but you take him out for a walk, you just have to scoop his ass up.
That's right.
Okay, all right, I can live with that.
He's still getting used to it. He still wants his freedom.
Yeah, but he does. It's like I'm a dog in a wagon. People are looking at me, man.
I mean, I've said this before. I dated a girl that had that little Papillon.
Yeah.
If you took him on a long enough walk, eventually he would just lay down.
Yeah. Sure.
And just be like, all right, I'm done. You did it. Like, too much.
You've walked me up.
But also, I think it's weird that people put him in strollers. But again, with that tiny dog, I was like, I'd never be one of those people. I bought that dog so many sports little outfits.
You'd be surprised in certain areas of the country, you know, it gets so hot that you can walk a dog for a little bit, but like a corgi or something, you know, living in Phoenix. You know, walk
they're
a dog at 5 o'clock, the sun starts coming out. If you want them to go anywhere, you kind of need to get them off the ground.
Yes.
Because the concrete's so hot. Probably like 8-9 years ago, my wife at the time was doing veterinary work. We did this this trip to Mexico where basically you volunteer at the spay and neuter clinics. So we take the kids down there.
Are you part of the operation?
I'm part of the operation. Not the operation. I'm part of the recovery.
Okay.
So the vets go do their thing. So, you know, you name
one for the dog, one for me.
That's right. Well, I found some of that too. But you'd be surprised. Iguanas, bunnies, cats that are bigger than a normal house cat, as far as how high they sit up.
Yeah.
You know, so they had a different kind of a look to them. Tons of dogs that look like they're not dogs, they're like mini wolves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, kids had all kinds of things. So they were operating these spayed and neuter clinics. You go to one town during the day. You start at 7 o'clock in the morning. You last till 4. You try to get as many people done as you can. There's still a line down the road, you know, with these kids holding their pets.
This is an all-day thing.
Yes. Then you eat, you go to sleep, you wake up, you go to a different town, you do the same damn thing over. Second day. So my job is recovery. So once the animals are coming out of anesthesia.
You pull the catheter out.
They're going to look at this white guy they've never seen before, right? No, I don't pull the catheter out. But they're past that point. You're just waking them up gently and making sure that they're okay. And then you take the animal to the owner, right? So day two, this kid brings in a raccoon. Now, I don't know. I just know that, you know, like there's animals laying on beds, you know, kind of around the area. And they're in order to wake up.
All right.
Like, so I put them on my shoulder, like, and I wake up the dog, and the dog's okay. And I wake up the cat. A couple cats freaked out on me.
Because of cats.
But then the raccoon. It's like, you got to put the raccoon on your shoulder. You got to bounce the raccoon like a baby. And I'm looking at this thing, man, and it's asleep. And I'm just like, and it's a raccoon. And it's slowly, groggily waking up. And it's looking at me. And I'm looking at him. And I mean, our faces are like 6 inches apart. And I'm like, this is the most effed up thing.
You think it's going to rip your face off?
I'm thinking this thing is going to take my nose off, or like just absolutely annihilate my face. And he just put his head back down on my shoulder and started snoring again. I was like, thank God. And so this little kid runs up. He's like, hey, can I have my pet? I'm like, yeah, here you go. Here's Rocky or whatever. And
why do you have to bomb a raccoon up and down? Because I'm thinking of nature.
You're trying to just gently wake them.
Right, but so I don't feel like Mama Raccoon would do that. I think she'd pick his ass up by the neck and shake him.
They're under anesthesia. They've been shaved. They've been cut into. They've had their crap removed. You know.
So can you tell if the animal can tell that it's been shaved? Does a raccoon look down on its belly and kind of give you a second look like, I'm not going to ask questions, man?
Well, it's like when you have surgery.
But we know that.
I'm just saying, they don't just wake in a room and be like, get up. And lights on. Like they kind of slightly nudge you and kind of wake. You know what I mean? So I think same thing with the raccoon.
Hey!
Right? Can you imagine you wake up out of surgery and they just flip on the light?
Time to go, brother.
Yeah. Let's go. Yeah, here's your one pill. On your way.
Also, much like humans, the animals really, I learned this as well. Animals really need to go to the bathroom when they wake up out of anesthesia.
How many times do you get peed on?
Every day.
Every day.
Every single
lovely.
Day. Every day.
Cool.
Every day. Even a little squirt.
Did they sometimes warn you of that before?
Sometimes you hold it up and just let it go.
Did they warn you about this in advance?
They do not.
See, that's my only... Like, can you tell
people? You don't know that.
Just let me... So I don't wear a shirt I like. That's all.
I mean, you're just in t-shirt and shorts.
Yeah, I know, but I might be wearing a t-shirt. Yeah, like a band shirt. Then it pees on me.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, when I was about 10, 12 years old, I was out rabbit hunting with my single-shot 20-gauge. And I was walking a creek, and I came upon a den, and all of a sudden, this rabid badger came out of it.
A badger?
A badger. And it came charging at me. I had a single-shot 20-gauge. I put one round in it, and I'm running backwards, trying to reload it. It's still coming at me. I ended up putting, like, four more shells into it. In the head, like, it was hamburger meat. And it still was coming at me until about the fifth shot, and it finally succumbed to its injuries.
Those things are no joke.
Jesus, yeah. Man.
I've seen one rip a rattlesnake apart in eastern Washington, and I could not believe what I was seeing. Just the sounds, the noise, and the dust ball, and the fury, just how they were just screaming at each other. Well, the honey badger was screaming at the snake, but I mean it was National Geographic.
Are we the only animal that freaks out when a smaller animal charts? Or because, and look, I understand the badgers are nasty, right? It's not that, but like, I don't know. You see a giraffe, and you're staring each other down. It doesn't want you there, and you just decide, right, based on size difference, I'm going to charge him with everything I got. Just scream in my face. Yeah. Do they back off or they're like, this bitch is about to die? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like, I mean, like lions, technically, female lions would be smaller than a giraffe, but the giraffe's still scared of that lion.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I mean, sometimes, yeah, badgers are just a tough SOB.
Yeah, they are.
I did worked at the waterfront when I was in Boy Scouts, Boy Scout camp. And for 1 week, kids are there for a week. So there's six different weeks. So the kids come in. So they'll have different weeks. But for a week and a half, we had to shut down the entire swimming area, the canoeing and the rowing instruction area because of a beaver. Whatever that beaver was going through. And then we never really saw the beaver too much after that. Maybe it was like kind of went into I'm pregnant hibernation in the nest.
Was the beaver like attacking people?
Yeah, absolutely. Swimming. Jesus. I mean,
beavers are super nasty, dude.
And they're fast. They're a lot faster than you think they are. And when they were going up to the kids in the canoes, because you could rent them out recreationally. As long as you got your merit badge, you're allowed to take out a canoe and just canoe around the lake. So it wasn't actually during my teaching sessions. It was when they were just out having fun. One jumped into the canoe.
Oh.
Was able to get into the canoe with a kid. The kid freaked out and jumped into the water. And then the beaver jumped back out and went after the kid. Did not bite the kid.
I mean, I know it's not funny, but Jesus Christ.
I mean, I'm serious.
I mean, I'd freak out if I was in a canoe and a beaver. I'm an adult. I'd freak out.
You got to remember, that tail is powerful. They can leap out of the water with that tail.
And they're big.
Yeah.
There's otters are the one where everyone's like, they're so cute. I'm like, right. But they will do everything they can to rip you apart.
Correct.
They sleep with their hands together. It's like a survival thing. They're not just being cute. Otters hate you. There's a woman in, is it Bellingham, maybe? One of the waterfront areas, like 2 months ago, anyway. And they keep showing video of this. She's on a boat dock, and she's walking down the dock. And then you see one otter pop up, and then like five more are now on the dock. And they just give chase. And I can't remember like if she tripped or injured herself, if she actually got bitten. But she was there with her two kids. She's about 20 feet in front of the kids, but I mean, these otters are coming after, man. Mm-hmm. And this chick just takes off running, has to grab her kids and get the hell out of there. Yeah, and she launched a lawsuit.
All those little guys. Minks, you know, anything that looks like that, man.
Then why do people keep ferrets? Because ferrets are in that same.
Ferrets
are
in the.
And they suck.
Wolverines are a bigger version of that.
Well, no one has a pet wolf.
Mongoose, all those things. Mongoose probably a little bit nicer, I bet.
They kill cobras, man.
That's why I like mongoose.
I mean, I appreciate them.
They look like they have a better disposition.
Otters look like they have a nice disposition. Then they want to rip your eyeballs out, man.
Well, they just like to lay on their back, float, and hold their babies.
Yeah.
So you feel like they must be nice, but they're not.
No,
like,
they're
not.
But
thrill's right, too. It's like, oh, they mate for life. Look how he holds her hand. It's like, so they don't die and float away.
But also, I've met people that have been married to their wife for 50 years, and I would not F with them. They're not nice. They're just monogamous. Let us not confuse them.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brent. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Yeah, all right. Gosh, after hearing all these, I don't know if it quite falls into critter territory, but they passed me through. So I got married a couple years ago out in the Philippines. It was gorgeous on a private island, all that fun stuff. And one of the first things I did was go jump in the pool. Our cabana is kind of right there. Had a good time. As I go back in, the door was slightly open. When I walk in, I see about four monkeys jumping on the bed, just tearing everything up.
That is a critter.
That is, in fact, a
critter. That's a critter.
Isn't there a song about monkeys jumping on the bed?
Yeah.
How does it go, man? I used to know this from the kids a little.
I had to call my best man in right away to get in there because I was, you know, just in shorts, and I started thinking of 12 monkeys, Congo, just attacking me, and he went in there and did, you know, earned his keep.
Well, like, what did your best man do? Because, look, I don't mess with primates, man. I don't care how small they are. I'm telling you, they're up to no good. They're too fast. They're too strong. They're too smart. And deep down, I think they just want to mess with you. So what did your best man do to get rid of four monkeys jumping on the bed?
I think, did his best impersonation of them. He walked in there and just, and they grabbed everything. It was basically a bunch of cookies, the jar, and just took off.
A jar
right
of what?
Next to the cookies was a real shiny rock, the engagement ring, so I'm happy they didn't grab that.
So they were just coming in there to loot the place.
Oh, yeah.
That's their deal now, man. And I want to say, it might be the Philippines, it might be Thailand, I don't remember, but one of the cities, the problem the tourists are having is that the monkeys have gotten smarter, right? So they'll snatch your phone, they'll snatch your glasses, all this crap. And the only reason they take it is because they know you want it.
Correct.
So basically, they will hold this until you give them something in trade. So you have to essentially go find food or whatever. And you have to trade. And like, look, if you offer them a banana, they're like, I give you your glasses for a banana, but this phone thing, everyone has, right? Because a certain number of people wear glasses, everyone has a phone. They have pieced together. This phone, whatever the hell it is, matters to all of the hairless monkeys, man. So you can hold that until you get like 16 apples. But like, and they are, you can't just like shoot them or knife them or hit them or anything. So,
well, they get away quick.
Well, they do, but they're not completely disappearing. They'll go out of your arm's reach. And they're kind of offering, like, I will give you yours back, but you need to give me something in return. And apparently, they will wait. Like, they will wait for you to, I know there's a fruit stand down there. Go get me something, homie. And they will wait there for you. And when you come back, they'll drop your crap down to you.
Huh.
And I'm like, I don't want to visit there. It's ridiculous.
Well, you know, I know we have a policy in this country. You don't negotiate with terrorists. I don't negotiate with monkeys.
You're not getting the crap back.
Can't imagine opening up your hotel room, though. There's monkeys just bouncing around stealing crap in your room. Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app. and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KAISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinkies Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
All right, cut out daily. Steve makes from Daily Makes Morning Show. We're going to sit and spin the most skipped songs from classic albums.
Oh, what a sales pitch.
Songs you don't want to hear.
Yeah, you love the album, but not this song.
That's on the way at 4:30. Oh, big thanks to all the people on day two of watching us on YouTube.
I hope you're enjoying it.
Now live for your viewing pleasure at KISW Rock. So we've got a number of people doing that. We appreciate it. Really do. Our question, good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Bernie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, naked dinosaur.
Hola.
So I dated this gal, and she had two cats and a cat door. They're indoor-outdoor kitties. And I get along with cats just fine. They love me to death. We're no longer together, but I cat-sit for her every now and then. But the first sleepover we had, Thomas, the male cat, brought in four treats to prove that he... the mom doesn't need a new man in her life, that he can take care of her. But the best one, this was a few years back. I'm getting ready for work. We are cohabitating now. And when he has a prize, he hits the cat door harder than usual. And then even with his mouth full, he announces that, meow, meow, meow. I heard that noise. And I'm like, okay, I wait for it. No crunch, crunch, crunch. So he's not eating it because he brings him in live. And we'll turn him loose in the kitchen, and him and the other cat chase it around and end up pulling out the fridge to, you know, remove it. But this time it was something else. And I come out of the bathroom after brushing my teeth, getting ready for work, and across the living room goes this duck waddling.
Wait, a duckling or a duck?
Full-grown green-winged teal. They're fairly small.
So yeah, wow.
Through the cat door. Anyways, it headed back for where the cat door was in the sunroom, and I'm like, well, that's not something you see every day.
No. Ducks are friendly, though, right? They won't peck at you or anything.
So I got to go. So I go wake up the she's fishing wildlife. I go, guess what, honey? You got to get up and do some work. There's a cat, a duck in the sunroom. And she's like, what? I go, there's a duck in the sunroom. She goes, I got to go. Bye.
So did the duck find its way back to safety, or did the cats take it out?
Well, she bagged it and took it to a local rehab in Center Valley Rescue in Chimicum, Washington. Kudos to those guys. It had a broken wing, so there's a lot of...
So take these broken wings and learn to fly again.
Listen, mister.
There were no puncture wounds from the cat. He said, oh, I got to bring this into mom so she can save it. But it is now... reciting a little farm pond with another little green winged teal.
I always wonder how they get those birds out of places like that.
What do you mean?
Well, just, okay, big time grocery store, we'll say, that I go to every once in a while. It's just larger, let's say warehouse size. There's like, you know, 20 birds up there just hanging out, flying around. Like, what?
How do you inside?
Yeah, how do you get them out?
I don't think they do. I think eventually the birds leave under. I've been to Target a couple of times, and the same thing, like, the birds flying around. Obviously, it's used to people enough that it's not panicking, but it's obviously there, but... none of the employees, management, they just didn't care. So I got the feeling
feed trap or something?
You just wait, because there's always the electronic doors, right? That it's just that instant you walk up, the doors swing open on their own, the bird flies in. I guess they figure sooner or later they'll get out.
Well, especially like a package store, like a Costco. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Those giant doors are open. There's huge ceilings. Like, birds must get in.
You see them in Home Depot all the time.
Yeah, Home Depot definitely gets birds.
They just have like those doors that just stay open.
You think they wait for just close the place down? And just don't do it in front of customers.
Oh,
man.
Somebody just gets out of 22?
Yeah, because look, I've been to all these places and seen birds, but I don't know. that I've seen the same bird twice.
I have seen bird crap on a grill walking into the Home Depot.
Mm. No.
But it was outside, right?
They might have dragged that thing outside for display, but it was inside when I saw it.
Oh.
I don't know where it was bullseyed, but it was definitely been hit. Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK. I think I should give you a deal on that one.
Yeah. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hola.
So I've had several. I'm going to do three, but it's just going to be in succession of severity because of how Thrill has always explained what you need to do. 3 years old, fell into a red ant hill in Tennessee. My dad had to pick me up and throw me in a pond.
Thanks, Dad.
Is that how you learned to swim?
Yeah, could you swim at 3 years old?
No.
Well, two birds, I guess.
Damn, okay.
They found out I didn't know how to swim. This year, so preface, I'm 54. This year, removing a dead shrub at a customer's house, and I pull up a hornet's nest out of the ground, get stung about 10 times, and a swarm of them are around my junk. That is no-go for me. But the worst one
That's a no-go. I mean, for... Did you get stung on your junk or no?
No. I swatted them away as fast as I could, and I got stung repeatedly after that, and I'll take it anywhere but there.
That's fair.
And then when I was in the Army in South Carolina during a field training exercise, I got a tick on my D. And like Thrill has always said, we never go to the doctor unless there's something wrong with that thing. And I had to go to my drill sergeant. And he's like, drill sergeant, I got a tick. And he's like, okay. And he's like, can you get it off? And I said, well, it's on.
I tried, but it's hard to please.
He goes, it's on your D, isn't it? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, well, there's two ways you can do it. You know, you can pull it off and take a chance with a hook sticking in, Vaseline or a lighter. And there's no way in hell I'm putting a lighter to that. So took the Vaseline because it suffocates him, and it eventually came off. But if you guys remember the scene in Stand By Me where
the leeches.
Will Wheaton gets it on him. And he looks down. That was kind of the feeling I had at 21 years old. I was like, oh, God, little buddy, you're going to be okay.
How long did it take for the tick to suffocate before it finally let go?
It wasn't that long. I want to say a half hour.
Oh.
So it wasn't too terribly. I don't know because this was at...
bro, that's a hot minute, man.
Did you happen to contract Lyme disease?
Nope.
Disease.
No, he wasn't disease. He wasn't swollen enough at the time.
Your penis or the tick?
The tick.
Oh, okay.
That's unfortunate.
Penis has never been swollen. So, but it didn't take terribly long. But it seemed like a severely long time.
You've never had a swollen penis ever in your life? You've never got any disease? Nothing?
Nope. No, that was That is the only time I've ever had to go to the doctor for my penis. Because after it fell off, they sent me anyways. Because they spend a lot of money on you in the Army, and they want to make sure that you're healthy.
I've never had to go to the doctor for my D. I haven't. And I've never. Why do you have a swollen penis? I've never had any swollen. I have been erect. I've never had any swollen penis.
Venereal disease.
I thought
we were just making a joke about getting excited.
I was.
No. Yeah, it's getting swollen.
Miles came over the top.
Well, I'm just saying in your lifetime, you never had anything.
I've never had a swollen penis.
He's in the military, though.
What venereal disease gives you a swollen penis?
Well, it depends. It could be chlamydia.
Is that what gave you a swollen penis?
Did you have the clap or chlamydia? Because I've had chlamydia. It does not give you a swollen
maybe
penis.
Maybe I had the clap. Whatever I had, that's where I had the big shots.
Confuse the two. If you've just took an antibiotic, you've had chlamydia. Nothing swells up.
The clap is what? Gonorrhea, right?
I believe
gonorrhea. Yeah, that was not good.
You had gonorrhea, too?
That's why I couldn't feel my legs when I was coming home.
Wait, so the swollen penis, was it gonorrhea or chlamydia?
I think he said it was a clap. Whatever. Some with a C. I don't know. Look, the swelling went down the next day.
I took
a 10-day pill, but I had two giant shots in my each cheek.
Right.
That is gonorrhea.
It is gonorrhea, okay.
Yeah. I did not get to the point where I started...
Gonorrhea.
I didn't, 20 years old, I didn't get the cottage cheese stage.
Right.
I cut it to the quick, so...
No, that's that. Like you've already waited too long.
I love
that. That's my understanding about gonorrhea. Yeah. Like,
so people think it's funny, but it's really white and runny.
Gonorrhea.
I like cottage cheese. That's gross.
I don't. That's why I can talk about it.
That's why I have no problem bringing it up.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? Do you like tapioca pudding?
When I was a kid, I did.
Yeah.
As I've gotten older, I don't understand what's happening. Hello, Greg. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitola.
Hola.
I've been listening to you guys since the buzz days.
Oh, thank you, man.
Appreciate that.
And I hate cottage cheese, but I like tapioca pudding.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the update.
Miles, you might like this story. It was a Boy Scout story.
Okay. Well, you know, Mike's the Eagle Scout. Keep that in mind. He's still my superior.
Okay. But we used to go for 10 days every summer up the Yosemite. I lived in the Bay Area at the time. And we go up there for 10 days as a troop. And you had, whatever, four or five guys in each patrol. So we would, but 10 days, you couldn't carry that much food for a bunch of little kids. So halfway in, they would have a mule pack team bring in, you know, a bunch of like 5-gallon drums. Not necessarily a drum, but they're a square of food and supplies and stuff, too. And we usually got ice cream then, the one day they'd bring it in. But if you remember, I don't know if you had shelter halves as your tents, where we had a half of canvas that it would snap together, and we'd have to make our tent out of that. And it had no floor. You put in ground cloth. And, of course, as a kid, you aren't supposed to keep any food in your tent. But half of everyone there, all our packs were full of candy.
Of course.
So we put it at the head of our tent. And we're sitting in there and we're watching. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I think it's one of the guys snoring next to me in the tent next to ours. And all of a sudden, I look up and there's a bear, a paw coming through the tent like 6 inches from my head, that's about the size of my head, trying to get at my pack to get this candy. And it scared the crap out of me. And my buddy, I woke him up in the tent. We had a tent mate because he had the other half of my tent. And we made enough noise, it must have scared it. But the
what
next
kind
morning,
of noise do you make when a bear is pawing under your tent trying to get your candy?
Man. The fact that your scoutmaster didn't put everything in a bear bag and throw it over a limb about, you know, 100 yards away is amazing to me. Second of all, it sounds like this is 1930 where you're laying like burlap sacks down on the ground.
Yeah, no
just
kidding.
Putting a tarp over your head. Like, what year was this? 1940?
No, probably 1968.
All right.
Okay. Oh, okay. So close.
Yeah. I was as far off as I thought I was going to be.
Yeah.
I was like, I did a lot of 10-day camping trips. None of them were
back
like
then,
that.
We were already experimenting. We brought some a little smoke with us, too, by that time.
Okay. How old were you?
Seventh, eighth grade.
Well, you have to remember it's California.
And 68.
San Francisco, California.
Kids are just built different back then.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. I don't want your candy. I want your cigarettes.
Oh, I think he's talking about weed.
We used to take caffeine pills on the long hikes just because.
You give it the energy, man.
Just one caffeine pill, man.
Help a brother out.
Out of your water, man. You're feeling a lot better. But we hiked with all our food. All of our kitchen utensils or whatever we needed to take, man. It was on our back. Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK.
Do you have any Cheez-Its?
Yeah, whatever you need.
Hello, Holly. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. So, Holly, what was your critter interaction? Can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We can hear you.
Can you hear us?
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
There you go. What's the story?
We've been in a bar for about 6 years. And my owners went out of town, and I housed that for them. Okay, so the first night, I was in the hot tub, locked myself out. Luckily, I had a robe. Second night, my dog got out, and I wasn't there. And it made it all over the West Seattle blog that there was a dog in distress. It's a huge, fat bulldog just hanging out in the front. And the neighbors called my bar and was like, there's a dog outside of the owner's house. Is everything okay? Oh, my God. It was all over, like, you know, the blog and the West Seattle stuff. I was like, you guys have nothing better to do? My dog's fine. So the third day, I go upstairs, and there's this crow locked in the house, ate all the chocolates, ate all their chips, and was like hitting the windows back and forth. I'm crawling on the floor because I'm scared of this crow. Because, you know, crows can be nasty. So I finally got the door open. And I swear to you, for the next week, just crows were coming after me and trying to pick me up by the hair.
Why were the crows coming after you?
Because it was locked in the house. You know, haven't you heard, like, once a crow...
Well, no, I know that once family, a crow determines it doesn't like you, that, like, it'll tell its buddies, like, hey, let's get this mofo. But, like, you didn't do anything, right? It was just in your home.
I let the crow out of the house. I thought it was being nice. But that's the only reason... Well, maybe crows just don't like me. I don't know.
So you're trying to tell me this starts out with you're in a hot tub. And for some reason, yeah, the door closes and the house is now locked, right?
Okay, this is day three. I'm just saying...
So that has nothing to do with the crow.
No, the crow is day three of me house-sitting for the owners of the bar I was managing.
Okay, how did the crow get in the house?
Well, do you think I know this? I also locked myself out.
The crow lived in the house.
She does make a good point. I locked myself out. I do not know how the crow got in.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. I was trying to figure that out. Sorry.
And what did day two have to do with the crow? Other than a big-ass bulldog sounded sad.
Day two did not involve the crow.
Okay.
Day two, the dog got out.
Yeah.
Day one, she locked herself out. Day two, the dog got out.
Okay.
All right. Moral to the story.
Thank you, Ted.
Do not have this person house it.
She was struggling there.
Good or bad, what was your critter interaction? 206-803-ROCK. And who wants to be all over the West Seattle blogs?
Oh, I do.
Not me.
No.
Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Aaron.
What's happening?
Come on.
Aaron.
Get us home there, Aaron. Oh, jeez.
All right. Fine, we'll sit and spin there. Darren Daly, Steve Mix, and the Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. Coming up, we'll sit and spin. Well, you're exactly right.
That's a trash idea.
We have the
idea.
Most skipped songs from classic albums. Thank you for following the Men's Room now as we are live for your viewing pleasure on YouTube at KISW Rock.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.